This is Jay Sekulow. More pushback from the White House on military chaplains.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Do you support that provision that prohibits the military from ordering chaplains to act against their faith?
I do not support that provision in the bill, that part of the bill. I agree with the administration. There's nothing that says that chaplains act against their faith. I don't agree to that.
Get your reaction to comments that Nancy Pelosi made about the provision in the House Defense Authorization Bill, which gives protection to military chaplains.
I'm a little bit perplexed. If, according to her, there's no danger to ministers being forced to act against their conscience, what logical objection could there possibly be to putting that in a law?
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Welcome to the world of manufactured crises. Here's one. Nobody's suggesting that, so why would you have a provision in the bill that says such a thing?
If, according to her, there's no possibility of that happening, then it would seem that the provision of the bill reinforces what she purports is already in existence. I would add to that, I would suggest that perhaps she's not very familiar with how the military works.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast. Everyone, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to cover a couple of topics today. Of course, the situation with the religious liberty rights of military chaplains. And we want to know, how significant of an issue do you think that is? You've got the White House and Nancy Pelosi saying we're not going to go for the authorization bill that includes the protections of chaplains so that they're not compelled to engage in a religious ceremony for same-sex marriages. Now, the White House has made the determination to have same-sex marriages authorized, no question about it. The question then is, should the chaplains be compelled to violate their conscience if, in fact, their religious teaching or their denomination says that that is an inappropriate event within their religious tradition? The answer is easy on that. It should be, of course. Then why is it that the White House is balking on this particular statement? Again, Nancy Pelosi being very clear here. And Jordan, this is reaching, it's getting very aggressive now in Washington, D.C., but around the country as well.
Absolutely. The topic of conscience, who would have thought under administration, remember, President Obama gave the speech at University of Notre Dame talking about the importance of conscience protections. Even if we don't agree on issues, even if we don't agree on abortion, even if we don't agree on the definition of marriage, that conscience will always be protected. Now, 3 years later, President Obama, at war on conscience, here you have Archbishop talking about, who oversees all of the Catholic chaplains in the U.S. military, saying, what is Nancy Pelosi's problem here? If she doesn't think this is an issue, why not pass the law? I've talked to a number of congressmen, Dad, every time they say they go through legislation, they look for the loopholes. There's always these loopholes that the other side is waiting for. When you pick them out and point them out, they say, wait, that's not really a problem. So then why not pass legislation?
Right.
It's the same as the defunding of Planned Parenthood. The list goes on. It's loopholes you have to close.
All right, folks, we're working on closing those loopholes. But first, we want your phone calls. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110, especially if you served in the military. You want these chaplains protected? We want to get your fiat family members that did. We want your comments, 1-800-684-3110. Now, we're also in the second segment of the broadcast going to give you an update on what is happening globally at the ACLJ, our affiliates around the world, including with Pastor Youssef Nardakhani. So those phone calls we'll take as well. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. We want to get your comments on these issues. A lot of talk also on what's going on with Iran right now. So there's a lot in the news. We're going to cover it right here again. If you want to talk to us on air, if you want to comment, 1-800-684-3110. We'll be taking your calls from around the country on all of these issues. Now, let me encourage you to do something. Go to aclj.org. If you go there right now, you'll see on the homepage of the website, Chaplains Religious Liberty at Stake. Click on to that. You can sign on to a petition to protect religious liberty of these chaplains. That is going to the United States Senate. Why the Senate? Because we've won in the House. So now we need to fight back in the United States Senate. So go to aclj.org. You can sign the petition there, or Jordan will give you the number. You can call this number also and sign the petition as well through this phone number. So again, we want your participation in this. Very important that you speak out.
877-989-2255 is a toll-free number. You call now to get involved, to raise your voice. 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org online and sign the petition there.
Once again, the religious freedom of military chaplains is under attack. First, chaplains who serve in the U.S. military face challenges about praying in the name of Jesus. Opposition surfaced there. Now, with President Obama endorsing same-sex marriage, a new concern in the military. Will military chaplains be forced to perform marriage ceremonies that violate their consciences, their religious beliefs? The American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of protecting the conscience rights of Americans, especially those who serve in our armed forces. Legislation protecting the conscience rights of military chaplains has already cleared the House. The next hurdle, the U.S. Senate. Stand with the ACLJ and urge the Senate to approve this vital legislation. Military chaplains must not be required to violate their religious beliefs by performing same-sex marriage ceremonies. Add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insight and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about the situation with military chaplains, but we're also talking about the situation with Yousef Nardakhani. Let's get a couple of calls, Jordan, on the chaplains, and we're going to talk about Nardakhani as well. If you want to talk to us on either of those topics, 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110.
Yeah, PJ is calling in from Texas Online 5. PJ, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, PJ.
Hi, Carl. I have a comment about when you enlist. I used to be in the military. The branch was the Army. And you are actually between two laws, the military law,
right,
civil law. Okay. So you have to do when you're military, you have to do what the commander or whoever is above of you.
Correct.
To do whatever they order you.
Right.
But we also, at the same time, in our Constitution, we are based on freedom of religion and what we believe. So if you are, for example, Catholic, that's not going to be taken as same-sex marriage. That's not going to be allowed, at least not right now.
Well, let me tell you this. Cardinal Timothy Dolan has talked about this, as has Archbishop Broglio, who oversees the Catholic priests in the military. So let me play soundbite 8. This is Archbishop Broglio about that very topic, about protecting conscience.
While no one might be constrained to act against his or her conscience, you can also have a situation where someone in command makes the situation very, very difficult for that person if the command wants him or her to act in a certain way. And I think the law or the provision in the bill would protect the chaplain from that kind of a situation.
So that is exactly, PJ, what you're talking about. And by the way, we appreciate your service to our country, and that's why we're fighting so aggressively on this issue for religious conscience of these chaplains. Again, if you want to participate, go to aclj.org. You can sign the petition there. Going to the United States Senate, the reason the Senate is we passed the House, so we've got to get it through the Senate now. That's where the fight's going to be. You can go to aclj.org, sign up right there, or call us at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110, and you can sign up right there. Jordan, let's take another question on this matter, then we're going to switch to Yousef Nardakhani for a few minutes.
Sure. Let's go to Bill calling in from Virginia Online 3. Bill, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Appreciate what you do. My question is, you know, why should there even be a question now that the scientific community has proven that homosexuality is not the result of a gay gene, and people, you know, it's just ridiculous.
Well, the President of the United States gets to set policy, and he set a policy. So here's the question. It's a clash between the executive branch of government and the military. Now, the military has to respond to the president. He is the commander-in-chief. No one questions that. But when you got a question of conscience and you're dealing with chaplains, it's different than a military battle. And, Jordan, that's really the key on this, is the conscience clause issue, the conscience protections of these military.
Yeah, it's just like the HHS mandate. It's not about the whole law of the country. It's about whether or not these will be forced. Chaplains forced, will they be punished? We've seen it, Dad. I mean, there's a whole a chaplain wrote into Christian Post saying, they're telling me not to say Jesus anymore. They're and I'm worried. I'm getting a lot of pressure, is the words they always use, and we hear this over and over, not to end my prayers in Jesus. It's the same kind of conscience protections. They're ordained by specific denominations.
And endorsed by that denomination before they get their commission.
To uphold the tenets of their faith. So it's the conscience decision is, do you violate the tenets of your faith so that you're not punished, so that you're not told to please stop saying Jesus, or you must do this kind of wedding ceremony? And that's exactly the choice they shouldn't have to be making as military chaplains.
Here's what the White House has said. They said Section 536, that's the provision that Congressman Aiken, who was our guest yesterday on the broadcast, put forward, would prohibit all personnel-related actions based on certain religious and moral beliefs. It is overbroad. It is potentially harmful to good order and discipline. So they're basically saying, take the conscience rights of the chaplains and remove it. So, folks, we're fighting back on this. We need your help. ACLJ.org for you to sign on to that petition, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to have your voice heard. We're going to continue to talk about this throughout the broadcast. Jordan's going to be talking about it on his program as well. We want to get we've got some special guests in the studio. Want to talk about that. Want to talk about what's happening around the globe.
That's right. As you know, folks, now Pastor Yousef Nadarkhani has been in jail 953 days because of his Christian faith. But part of the work that we've done for Pastor Yousef Nadarkhani has led to our work that we're doing now in Brazil, the BCLJ, which we just started work on here from our offices. We've got special guests from Brazil now. If you've seen the stuff on our website, you see the photos, see some of the videos that we posted from Brazil. You may know Dr. Silmar Coelho and his son Felipe as well, who helped us throughout the entire trip and coordinate the trip with us while we were there and have been assisting along the way for Pastor Yousef Nadarkhani. And Dr. Silmar, it's great to have you with us.
Yes, it's great for me to be here and to speak for all the people that are hearing you and fighting against these rights that many people are putting our Christian believers down. And in Brazil, if you don't fight against these unbelievers, we will see in Brazil what is happening now in the United States.
Because in Brazil right now, Jordan, when he was down there and gave a report back on the air, doctor said that religious freedom is very protected in Brazil.
Yes.
Christians are very engaged in the political process in Brazil.
Yes, yes.
We're fighting some of that here. You're concerned, though, that the long-term impact, it could be dangerous.
Yes, is what we have the concern, because over here, they become a little bit fighting against us in our belief, against the Bible, and now the things become a big issue. Then we are in Brazil, we are starting fighting early. Speaking on TV, going to the Congress, putting big crowds on the streets, and telling people that what we believe, and electing people that is fighting for us right now. We are 50 million of Christians in Brazil right now, evangelical Christians, not just Catholics.
Yeah. So what you're doing, it sounds like to me, is a preemptive, a move before the problem, before it arises. You want the Christian voices in Brazil to be activated. Jordan, when you were down there, you saw that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in a way that you don't see here as much anymore. I mean, the it's so fired up, and the evangelical community is so strong, and the issues, instead of fighting back, which is what we've had to do in the United States, it's being proactive and getting involved in politics. And, of course, though, the criticism is there. For anybody who you speak out on the issues like marriage.
People, they are telling that you put Pastor Silas and me or other pastor on prison. If this happened, we'll be a blessing. Because, you know, all the 50 million Christians go over the street, and the gospel will be preached much more. Because, you know, when there is persecution, the gospel grows. And that is what happened in Brazil right now. We are growing.
Yeah, which is great. Let's talk about Jordan, and you all need to talk about this. What's happening with Youssef Nardakhani, the pastor in Iran, and what Brazil and what the doctor's been working on? I know that's been a very important part of this.
Well, and the Christian community has been very engaged. I mean, we're now reaching, we found out today, over 500,000 people each day with Tweet for Youssef and Dr. Silmar and Felipe's, but we're in Brazil through Portuguese, through the Portuguese language. For our listeners, as a reminder, Brazil is now the fifth biggest country in the world, population-wise. When you talk about 50 million Christians, you're talking about a third of the country who's very engaged, evangelical Christians who care about these issues and want to be involved in the international level as well.
Sure. The first time you send me a Twitter, then I retweeted your Twitter. Yeah. 2 million people in 2 days or three. They assign a petition to free Youssef Nardakhani. It's the way they love this, and the pastor are engaged. They are fighting, really fighting, engaged in this process.
And I think for all of our listeners, this shows and helps to show as well the work that we do internationally.
Yep.
And the ways that different ways we have to do it, and thinking about not forgetting, not just thinking about Eastern Europe and what's happened in Pakistan, but also how we can partner in Brazil and change the world. And we've been able to do that working diplomatically with Iran, because of the government there's relationship with the Iranian government.
They have a relationship with Iran. The United States
we
does
can't
not.
Make a, so, our government can't make a phone call to an ambassador
so
in Iran.
So, folks, understand the scope and the nature. We're going to talk more with the pastor in just a moment when we come back from the break. But understand the scope and nature of what we're engaged in at the ACLJ and our global affiliates now in Brazil. By the way, if you go to ACLJ.org and on the search engine, just type in Brazil, B-R-A-Z-I-L, you'll get a whole lot of information, photos from the area of what was going on to protect Pastor Youssef Nardakhani. So if you've got calls about Youssef Nardakhani, we want to take those as well. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to have more in just a moment. Folks, let me encourage you to do something as we get ready for a break right now. When we go to the break, I need you to go to your phones or go to ACLJ.org. If you go to ACLJ.org and you go to the homepage of the ACLJ, you'll see Protect Religious Liberty of Chaplains. I'm encouraging you to click onto that. About 3,000 of you did that yesterday. We want to get that up. We're going to be sending that out to our entire list this week. We want to get action in the United States Senate to protect these chaplains, but that's where you come in. We won in the House. We were successful in the House of Representatives. Now we've got to fight it out in the United States Senate, and that's your job as well. So you go to ACLJ.org. You can sign the petition online, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 2255, you're signing a petition going to the Senate to protect the military conscience rights of these chaplains. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. Once again, the religious freedom of military chaplains is under attack. First, chaplains who serve in the U.S. military face challenges about praying in the name of Jesus. Opposition surfaced there. Now, with President Obama endorsing same-sex marriage, a new concern in the military. Will military chaplains be forced to perform marriage ceremonies that violate their consciences, their religious beliefs? The American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of protecting the conscience rights of Americans, especially those those who serve in our armed forces. Legislation protecting the conscience rights of military chaplains has already cleared the House. The next hurdle, the U.S. Senate. Stand with the ACLJ and urge the Senate to approve this vital legislation. Military chaplains must not be required to violate their religious beliefs by performing same-sex marriage ceremonies. Add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're talking about what's going on globally. We're talking about the military chaplains. Let's grab a question up from the chaplains. Looks like we've got a military chaplain on line four. Jordan, let's take that call right away.
Yeah, Brett's calling from Pennsylvania on line four. Brett, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Brett.
A mistake. I'm not a chaplain. I had basically said that if I was a chaplain and it was required me to violate my conscience and my faith, I just simply say, you know what, start the Article 32 under UCMJs. Let's take it to court-martial because I am not performing something that goes against my purpose.
Yeah, the problem is we don't want to have these pastors in this position. I think this is truly unfortunate if they have to do this. That's the reality of what we're dealing with right now unless we get this law through the Senate. As I said, we've won through the House. You know, Timothy Cardinal Dolan has been really outspoken on all of these issues and talking about court. Let's listen to bite number nine.
So we've known that probably sooner or later we might have to go to the courts, and that's what happens. Didn't want to, hoping to avoid it.
But there you are. So we want to avoid it for these chaplains if we can. Again, folks, if you want to sign on supporting these chaplains, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Now, during the break, we were talking about the greatest challenge coming in Brazil. Jordan, when you were in Brazil, of course, it was dealing with Youssef Nardacani's matter. The pastor just said it. He's right that there's other issues that you're concerned about. Let's talk about those for a moment. You said there's a bill in the Congress right now. Folks, you need to hear this. This is what we're fighting with globally. And it's some of this has happened in Europe as well, but let's talk about Brazil in particular. What's happened here?
Yeah, they put in the Congress a law that they are fighting to pass that a sexual issue will be a private matter. The person can do whatever he wants. If this law passes, what happens? Means that a guy that likes a child,
pedophilia.
Then he can do whatever he wants. And then the church cannot preach anymore against sexuality,
yeah, sure.
bad things. Because we are not against the sexual people, the sinner,
right.
But we are against what they want to put in our heads what they want, and they are minority. You know?
You know, you got a situation which, you know, in the United States we have a First Amendment freedom of speech provision that would protect. What do you have? Jordan's giving me a signal.
We always have pastors here who are worried about this, too, and pastors who are worried that, you know, what becomes the kind of speech that would include inciting violence. We have the hate speech legislation where people were concerned about how it would affect pastors and religious leaders and were the exceptions or exemptions there if people were – if there was a – meaning that, well, if you say this about a certain activity, whether it's homosexual conduct or anything else, are you inciting violence? And if you're inciting violence, are you committing a hate crime by being the conduit? These are the same kind of issues.
Seems Brazil's very conservative. Brazil may be worse, though, because Brazil, it sounds like they're going to put into law that you can't. You've got a much more difficult situation.
And you know, Christian, for a long time, we're hidden inside the church. They will prepare to heaven, but not to earth. I was taught that earth matters are devil issues. Because that, we lost ground. It is time to do our job, to fulfill our calling, and not just to be praying inside the church is what we are doing there. Going outside the church, because if you remember in John chapter 3, when the paralytic was healed, the miracle happened outside the church. And because happened outside the church, people went inside the church to do what God was doing.
How organized are the Christians in Brazil right now on all these major issues?
We have the biggest pastoral conference from in South America. Just in São Paulo, we have meetings every month with 3,000 preachers.
Just pastor.
Every month, just in São Paulo. In Rio, we have every month 2,000. And every year, we have 5,000 preachers together, and 3,000, they go for free. A businessman pay for them to go for free, to be together, to learn about this matter, to speak about leadership, and we are raising a new leadership with a mind that fight against these things, not just to preach the gospel inside the church.
Jordan, when you were there, you sensed the sense of organization. You met with the vice president of the country. The political influence that the Christians have there is very, very significant.
And it's just happening. I mean, that's what's important for people, the size, but the coming together, and also politically as well. There are more freedoms there, actually, as of right now, for pastors to be politically involved than there are in the United States. You're able to be much more involved in politics than many of the pastors who listen to this broadcast, Dr. Silmarin, and really have to be very careful when they talk about elections coming up at all.
Yeah, because if there, we don't tell people which person they will be voting, but we are warning them to choose rightly. If not, we'll have a lot of problems in the future. And then we must do marriage from people that is not from the church. We must marriage homosexuals, and then we have a lot of the trouble. And to have pedophiles inside the church, we cannot do anything against that.
Well, the organization there, folks, and this is, again, you don't hear about this a lot on the broadcast, but we've got operational bases now throughout the world. Brazil is the latest one we're working on right now, and that's going to be very significant. We've talked to you about Africa before. We're in Zimbabwe. We're in Kenya. In Europe, we're in, of course, Strasbourg, which is the headquarters of the Council of Europe and the European Court of Human Rights. Moscow for Russia, obviously a big office and operation there. Pakistan, South Korea. And places, Jerusalem, of course, and other places I can't even tell you about that we're working in right now. So we encourage you to continue to pray for the team here at the ACLJ and these new offices as well. By the way, we also want to let you know Jordan's going to be taking live calls during his broadcast, so keep calling at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's try to grab one more call about the chaplains before we close this segment of the broadcast, so this broadcast out.
All right, let's go to David calling from Indiana on line four. David, welcome to JSEC.
Hi, David. I see you're a 26-year Air Force vet. Thank you for your service to the country.
You're welcome. I'm driving. Can you hear me?
We hear you great.
Okay. On the chaplains, what's usually going to happen is, and I'll say a bullish statement, if they want to get promoted, they'll follow suit. If they want to do what God says, they will deny it, and then they'll be weeded out. The officers, the chaplains have the same OER as enlisted. So what they'll do is rate them, and if they don't make the third rate,
it's already happening, David. We have cases right now on behalf of chaplains where they're either transferred out of the more influential post or actually told to leave. We've had those cases now. We're working on those. Folks, that's going to do it for our broadcast today, but stay on the line here. Jordan's going to be taking calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And if you've not yet signed on this petition to support these chaplains, go to aclj.org. A very easy way for you to do it, aclj.org. Or, this is very important, go to 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. You can sign up online. By the way, when you're at aclj.org, sign up for Twitter, Facebook, get informed and get educated. All that information is right there for you. Again, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you want to talk to Jordan, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.